Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
I want you to close your eyes for a second, if you're not driving, obviously, if you can do, and just picture the scene. You're out on your bike. It's a lovely, fabulous day. You're cycling along, and then
the driver had just let some children off. Through the lights, he tried to overtake me. And when he couldn't pass because of an oncoming car, he had to pull in behind me suddenly and started sounding the horn. I started recording after about 7 seconds of him sounding the horn.
Author and meteorologist Joanna Donnelly is with me here in the programme today. Joanna, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
When did this happen?
It actually happened. I know exactly when it happened because I was visiting my brother's grave for his anniversary. So it was the 25th of May. It was in right in the middle of that spell of very warm, hot weather we had there. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
It was a distant memory.
So you had taken, you know, on the day of the anniversary to cycle over to the grave. And what happened?
So I cycled over. It was a beautiful day. Cycled back. It's 44-kilometre round journey. I had no instances. I had a lovely time singing to myself in my head. And I was coming off the cycle path very close to my home. So it's the last cycle path before my home, about 500 metres from home. And I saw the bus was unloading passengers. I noted it, but it was stopped a good bit away from the end of the cycle lane. I proceeded onto the cycle lane. We went through a set of traffic lights, and just after we went through the set of traffic lights, I became aware of the noise of the engine just behind me. You know, it was getting quite loud and quite close. And at the same time, I saw an oncoming car from the other side. So I thought, oh, he's going to try and overtake, and there's a car coming. So I put my hand up in a kind of, oh, you know, moment. And at the same time, I saw in the peripheral vision the bus was overtaking. He was about to overtake, but obviously then he saw the oncoming car and he had to pull in quickly behind me because there's a bend in the road and there's a narrow lane, so he couldn't have overtook. And then he started sounding the horn, and immediately I thought something's happened, you know, that the car didn't get in on time.
Yeah.
Or, you know, something has happened behind me, because why would you sound the horn? And I looked over my shoulder, and no, he was just annoyed that he hadn't managed to overtake. And there wasn't another opportunity for him to overtake because we're now on a bending, narrow road. But he kept sounding the horn. And, you know, the initial sound of the horn, loud, startling, you get a fright, but then he kept sounding the horn. And it was after 7 seconds or approximately that, I said, he's not stopping. So I took out my phone. My phone was in my hip pocket, very handy to me, and I started recording, thinking that you see, I was recording him and go, oh, I better stop. Because he's very, very identifiable. And I obscured his identifying marks on the video I posted because it's not about that.
It's about highlighting, I suppose, the behaviour. And it's not a, you know, one-off maybe beep at the horn for whatever reason somebody, you know, might do that or feel that they need to do it. In this case, it's the prolonged, clearly hands.
40 seconds. I edited out the video because I didn't want to show the driver, but they sounded the horn for more than 40 seconds. And then, because I was at my house in the estate, so I was pulled into there's a filter lane to pull into my estate, and I pulled in to filter into my estate, and he stopped because he had to disload his passengers again and started shouting at me again. Started shouting out the window at me. I was like,
What was it to pull in, or to what kind of message was being shouted?
He was just annoyed. He was just annoyed and screaming at me. He was annoyed that he had almost, now he might have given himself a fright when he went to pull out to overtake me in a spot where he couldn't have overtaken, by the way. I mean, it was clearly a solid white line. They were approaching a bend. He's a big bus driver. I was going quite fast. I was going 25 kilometres per hour. He couldn't have overtaken me, but he went when he attempted to and saw the oncoming car. I imagine he probably got a fright because, I mean, we've all been there. We've all given ourselves a fright on the road where we have, you know, you get a little adrenaline thing. You get a fright. So maybe he got a fright, but then that fear led to anger, led him to the dark side. And he just unleashed this awful anger. But this time a year ago, I might have put up on the video straight away onto Twitter, identifying him and all, because of my anger at the response. But I didn't. I took the time to reflect on it and said, well, I want other road users to understand. You don't sound the horn at somebody because you're annoyed at them. That's not the proper use of the horn.
Well, you certainly don't for 40 seconds.
Absolutely not. That's road rage.
Continuous.
Sounding the horn at a cyclist just because they are cycling on the road is not appropriate use of the horn. It should be illegal. I always say the horn should be as loud inside the car as it is outside the car, and then people might use it more judiciously. It's supposed to be alerting people to danger, to the possibility of danger. If the danger is that you're going to run over them, that's also not appropriate use of the horn. You're not supposed to be causing the danger. So really, hold your horses with the horn.
And that's kind of why you're talking, you know, about this today, Joanna, really just kind of to highlight some of the behaviour that maybe you as a cyclist, and I'm sure many of our other listeners have probably experienced over the years. I mean, are we as a nation, are we mindful? I'm sure we're not mindful enough, are we, of cyclists on the road?
I think, I drive a car as well, excuse me, primarily I cycle, but I do also drive the car, and I know that motorists tend to be more impatient. We're impatient to get from A to B, but I'm also a mathematician and I've worked out the mathematics of various stretches of road that I regularly cycle. And I know, because the maps apply, the speed I'm going, the speed that you're allowed to go on the road, and how long a journey takes, you're generally not going to be held up by a cyclist in front of you for more than seconds. Seconds that you can count on your hand. Have patience. The cyclist is supposed to be there. The more people that cycle, the fewer cars are going to be holding you up in traffic. So we want more cyclists on the road. This bus that did this was taking children to school because the roads aren't safe for the cyclists, for the children to cycle to school. So just let that sit with us for a minute.
Okay. Well, just when listeners are doing that, other texters have got in touch, Joanna, today, and thanks for sharing your story with us. It's 087 1400 106 is the number. This listener tells me that they were cycling with their kids to school just earlier this week as well, and they had a very similar experience to you, Joanna. When a car overtook them, they went down, went around the window and actually stuck up their fingers at the cyclist, and they were cursing at them as well. So Joanna's incident isn't alone. Can I put these two texts to you, Joanna, right? They're just two of the many that have come in. There's two sides to it. Very aggressive from that particular driver. But on the other hand, I drive in Wicklow every weekend and the cyclists think they own the place. Two or three abreast chatting can often be aggressive to us as drivers when we overtake them. Another listener tells me, I think your cyclist should actually have pulled in and allowed the bus to pass. Constantly seeing this on small roads, not having the courtesy to pull over and let the vehicle pass.
Okay, thinking we own the roads. We do own the roads. That's the simple answer. We all own the roads. The roads are there for us all to use, for all of us to use at the same time. So we do own the road. It is absolutely non-starter to suggest a cyclist should pull over to let a motorist pass. The cyclist is on their own route. The third point I want to make, and this is a really, really critical point, cyclists are encouraged for their safety and the safety of all road users to cycle two abreast, because a car trying to overtake two cyclists cycling one in advance of another has to overtake for a longer period of time, which means they have to cross into the other lane for longer. So cycling two abreast is safer for the cyclists and for the motorists.
What about three abreast?
If there are three cyclists cycling two abreast, they are generally cycling in the triangle formation, and they might appear to a motorist to be cycling three abreast, but they are generally not. For their own safety, they are generally cycling two abreast. In a peloton, you might find that there appears to be at times three abreast, but they might be overtaking. But it's also safest, it's the best practice for the motorists and for the cyclist, that they overtake in a group as opposed to in single file.
Yeah. Have you, like, would you frequently experience, you know, bad or kind of aggressive or poor behaviour on the roads, Joanna?
On almost every single journey I make. Yesterday I was cycling, no, today is Friday, Wednesday I was cycling the Malahide Road and a bus, a double-decker bus, went to pull overtake me because he wanted to pull into a bus stop. I was driving, cycling 25 kilometres per hour, probably more at that point because we were going downhill. He went to overtake me, realised that he wasn't going to manage to pass the full length of the bus before he had to pull in, so he had to stop overtaking me. And you came very, very close in the overtaking, in less than a metre in. And as I cycled by, I looked to my left to look, or to my right to look over my shoulder to see what was he thinking. And he was making gestures at me and shouting and waving his hand at me. I honestly don't know what they think I'm supposed to do. Am I supposed to just disappear? And by the way, if we all do disappear, if all the cyclists stop cycling, then there are more cars on the road,
more congestion.
Yeah. More frustration from drivers, more road rage. You want more cyclists on the road, not less. And that improves things for everybody, for all of the cyclists and for all the motorists.
Yeah, this texter here too says, I had a nightmare during the week about 16 motorbikes swarmed around my car, revving loudly, heading up the Dublin mountains. It was a total nightmare because there was a cyclist as well on my inside on a narrow road. It was a nightmare, says this listener. Keep your stories, your experiences coming into us. Emails lunchtimelivenewstalk.com. Joanna, listen, thanks a million for sharing your experience with us on the programme and mind yourself as well. As I said, it's lunchtime live at newstalk.com. That is the email address. That is author and meteorologist Joanna Donnelly.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on Newstalk. Conversation that counts.